People are acting like this poll matters. It doesn't. Let me say it again. It doesn't matter. It's like Bill Murray in Meatballs, or perhaps Meatballs 2. It just doesn't matter. By the way, was Bill Murray in Meatballs 2? I don't think he was in Meatballs 2. I think he was just in the original Meatballs. And it still just doesn't matter. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. It is a Fox News poll that shows that Trump is well ahead of Ron DeSantis. His lead has doubled since February. Doubled, I tell you. And it's 54-24, Trump DeSantis. And last month it was 43-28. Okay. It just doesn't matter. We are in March. The election is 2 years away. DeSantis is not a declared candidate. You got a host of other people who are going to get into the race. You haven't even heard what the attacks are going to be. You haven't heard people make their case. Although there clearly are enough people making the case that Ron DeSantis is just an odd dude. He's an odd duck. And we act like that matters. I can't tell you how little I care. Now, maybe you care, and maybe I'm not giving it enough credence. Right? That being an odd duck is something that people don't necessarily want. But do you think it matters that Trump is ahead by 30 over DeSantis, an undeclared candidate who hasn't run a single ad, who hasn't reminded you that Trump allowed Fauci to stay in power, that Trump created the debt? No? You think this matters? Well, all right, well, look, I guess we disagree. But we can't disagree on the fact that it's very obvious that the left wants Trump to run desperately. And, you know, there's this whole idea of you saying the quiet part out loud. So that's where people took this from Joy Behar over at The View. And it starts with Alyssa Farah Griffin. She used to work for Trump. She used to work for Mike Pence. That's where I met her. I don't know what the hell she's doing on The View except saying, "I'm getting paid, daddy." I don't know if she was referring to me as daddy in this conversation, but neither here nor there. Maybe she's saying, "I'm getting paid, kitten." Maybe daddy's not part of her lexicon. I don't know. We met a couple of times. She was lovely. I never got this vibe off the woman once. I never got this vibe off her. And she starts with this idea that DeSantis is overhyped. Start playing it there, Jonathan.
But Whoopi alluded to something I think is interesting, which is I have been saying at this table for months, I think Ron DeSantis is the most overhyped politician in America. I think this notion that he is who's going to save the GOP from Trump and he's going to soar the nomination, it's overhyped. He had a good midterm election being reelected in Florida.
Who else would they go elect?
Hold up. Like pause. A good election is an awful lot of spin. From Alyssa Farah. Like too much spin. A good election. He had a good election. That's it. Okay. All right. In a country where nobody was pushing, nobody was fighting, nobody was being proactive, he was. And he was getting cheered from coast to coast. We were told that Andrew Cuomo was the most important person who ever lived, that his COVID briefings were the briefings that got us through as a nation. He lied about numbers. He lied about data. He didn't give a damn about dead anyone. Well, your grandma died in a hospital in a nursing home. Who cares? She's dead, right? That was my Andrew Cuomo impression. Honestly, I think I'm going to take that on the road. I'm the Rich Little of my generation. Mel Blanc who? That's what I say. Mel Blanc who? I almost dropped into a Norm right there. Oh, gone too soon. Gone because because he's dead. I think Norm would have appreciated that. I only hope. I only wish. Would have been nice to have met the man. Anyway, this is a lot of, like, talk about a guy who's down 30 points in the poll. And now you want to tell me how overhyped he is. He's already down 30 points. That's a guy you would ignore. But it gets more interesting. Play it.
Well, listen, he got reelected. He did a good job. But this is a man. I want to say two things. I want to see him sit down with a neutral interviewer like a George Stephanopoulos and actually answer tough questions about his policies. I've never seen him.
Neutral interviewer George Stephanopoulos. If you wanted to ask yourself what happened to Alyssa Farah Griffin, that's what happened to Alyssa Farah Griffin. Neutral interviewer. No. I'm a neutral interviewer. George Stephanopoulos is a bought and paid for progressive acolyte who was donating to the Clinton Global Initiative while he was reporting on the Clinton Global Initiative. This is nonsense. That's an embarrassing moment for Alyssa Farah Griffin, and but a nice little elevation of her own ABC guy. Continue.
No. Do a major, you know, national sit-down interview. That. And then secondly, you don't beat Trump by not going after Trump. I want to see him take a punch at Trump and how
he's going to miss because he's a dweeb.
Well, that's the thing is
DeSantis is what they call a dweeb. Trump is the one who needs to get the nomination because then the Democrats will win. He's a two-time loser
but isn't
already.
That a risk?
Hello?
But he also lacks...
loser!
Now... that came from the people at Newsbusters, that clip. That's the quiet part out loud. We need Trump to get the nomination because we can beat Trump. There have been lots of Republicans who have been saying this is exactly right. Trump cannot win a general. Stop telling me about primary anything. Trump can't win a general. But how interesting that she actually said it. Because a lot of people have long thought this to be true. But the other part is, what do you mean a two-time loser? Is that Joy Behar playing in to election denialism and saying he didn't win against Hillary because of the Russians? Is that Joy Behar claiming he wasn't elected and that an election was possibly stolen? My gosh. She's now inciting riots and insurrections. She shouldn't be allowed on TV. No, I was serious about that last part. She shouldn't be allowed on TV. She's a very, very special kind of someone, ain't she?